Let's move on, please, to the regular agenda, right? Yes, item 750.
Report on year one implementation of citywide tree project.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Council will remember that on March 30th, Development Services and Parks Urban Forestry staff presented to Council a report on the first year of implementation of Title 11, the Tree Code. There have been many successes in the first year of implementation that Parks and BDS, which is the Bureau of Development Services, shared with us in that report, and in the and they're going to share some more today, as well as the presentation from March. I personally received many complaints about from Portlanders about the tree code or the things that people think should be in the tree code that are not. And people have a spectrum of opinions about it. Some people think that the tree code regulations are too strict. Others say it's too lenient. Some people think that it regulates too many trees. Others say that it does not regulate enough. Regardless of where people are on those spectrum, there is consensus that there are portions of the code that should be examined. I asked my staff in my office and in parks to work with other council offices and bureaus to identify the most pressing issues in Title 11 that need to be addressed through an amendment package. And you remember that was the task that you sent me away with in March. We have diligently tried to do that. And also, I appreciate that the Urban Forestry Commission has provided input about their priority amendment list. My hope was that we would be able to tackle a few significant issues this year, especially if there are easy fixes to the most significant issue. Today's council item simply asked the council to accept the report from the first year of implementation on the tree code. I'm going to remind my colleagues and the public of the several areas of the code that are ripe for amendments, and I believe it's imperative that we act on those amendments soon. However, we've had insurmountable challenges in reaching consensus on what we should be doing. So to tell you more about that, I'm going to introduce Jen Cairo from Portland Parks and Recreation and Stephanie Beckman. They will revisit key information about the challenges they found in the first year of implementation of the tree code and provide new information about the types of amendments that they believe and I believe are necessary.
Morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. So, as you all know, Title 11 trees became effective on January 1st, 2015. BDS and Parks Urban Forestry are the implementing bureaus for the city's new tree code, Title 11. And as you also know, a comprehensive written data report and the report of the Tree Code Oversight Advisory Committee were submitted to Council earlier on March 30th. In the presentation today, we will be briefly covering some of the implementation activities and accomplishments from the first year of implementation, some of the challenges that we recognized, and some of the next steps. Several challenges with tree regulations have emerged during initial citywide tree project implementation. We've heard about these previously, and I'm happy to expound later if you have any questions about specific challenges that we saw. Among the challenges are canopy impacts to the city's urban forest. And a key goal of the tree project was to preserve and improve the city's tree canopy. So we evaluated how the first year went in regards to the urban forest. And what we found is that in both development and non-development tree permitting situations, there's a lack of large trees being planted. In non-development, for some permit types, more trees are permitted for removal than required to be replanted as replacements, and there's a net loss of large and evergreen trees. Large evergreen and native trees return the greatest services to Portland residents per tree and are therefore preferred for retention and planting wherever feasible. And this is something supported by the city's urban forest management plan. For next steps, BDS and Urban Forestry continue to work together to smooth and coordinate the permitting process, refine policies, and improve customer service. Parks Urban Forestry is currently conducting a Title 11 compliance study. This is timely after we have expended significant outreach efforts that accompanied the initial implementation of the citywide tree project. Also, in the next few months, we will be reporting to Council on the trust funds established by the city's new tree code. As a preview to that, the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund has a balance as of the end of April of over $595,000. And this fund collects tree mitigation payments and may be used to plant new trees and protect properties with significant existing trees. To give a further example of how those funds might be used, as of the end of April, at least 587 new street trees could be planted with the fund. And that's significantly more than Urban Forestry has had funds to plant with before. We are planning to work with the Portland State University to create a planting strategy to target tree planting efforts where they are most needed and where they provide the greatest services to the residents of the city.
All right, so as was mentioned earlier, the Bureau of Development Services and Urban Forestry have been tracking code issues, and those kind of run the gamut from larger policy issues that could be addressed, as well as more technical and clarification issues or things that would make implementation run more smoothly. So there have been some implementation issues that have been identified that could be addressed through the RECAP process, which is the Regulatory Improvement Code Amendment Package or project, which is staffed by Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And then there's also this idea that there could be a future project to address sort of larger policy issues with the code. So I wanted to quickly give a few examples of issues that could be addressed through RECAP 8, which is the RECAP that is currently underway. Unfortunately, it was a little bit delayed because of staff turnover at Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, but it is scheduled, it's being worked on now and is scheduled to come to City Council in February for adoption and would go generally go into effect about a month later. Excuse me. So currently, RECAP 8 has 11 tree code items that have been identified for being addressed in that package, and then we have been working with Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to perhaps add up to another 8 items. They're still looking at the feasibility of doing that with their workload, but they're open to adding items if they can address high-priority items that have been identified. A couple of examples of the types of things we're talking about would be fine-tuning fencing requirements. That would be looking at things like exceptions to allow small projects or projects that aren't anywhere near trees to have some sort of alternative tree protection. That's something that you actually heard testimony on in March, was about the idea of the tree in the backyard when you're doing an addition on the front of the house, and why do we have to put up this expensive fencing and so forth, and isn't there some more reasonable way to do that? So that is one thing we'll be looking at. We're also looking at, you know, if someone's doing a small ground disturbance like a window well, do they need all the fencing that would be required, and just trying to find more reasonable, practical ways to look at some of this. On the other side of that is also making sure we're getting adequate tree protection for larger projects that are doing like construction staging that isn't always addressed in the code right now. Another thing that I know has been something that's been important is looking at increasing the threshold for pruning permits on street trees. Again, looking at situation where the code isn't necessarily seen as reasonable and wanting to change that.
Stephanie, can I just ask you a philosophical question? I appreciate that we have the RECAP process, and there are some issues that really require the full public process before a recommendation comes to council. But my sense is there are some things that the council would like to see fixed here, that waiting 7 months for a regulatory process to run its course seems like a long time. And what other options do we have to accelerate that process?
Or the sort of more implementation issues?
Take the quarter-inch pruning permit threshold. I'm just using that because it's on your list. We can spend 7 months studying it, and we can go through an elaborate process, or we can kind of cut to the chase and bring something to council. So what other options do we have? My understanding is the Planning Bureau has said they're slammed, so that creates a bottleneck. We declared a housing emergency a while ago, and we've made short shrift of a lot of things. We've just sort of plowed through it. If there's some things that we think need to be adjusted, what's a quicker and more streamlined process that we can follow if there's a sense of the council we want to go that route?
Well, so unfortunately, RECAP is kind of a fast process, but it does take a little while. But, you know, you could choose to do something like you did with, you know, what people called the stopgap amendment, dealing with large trees in development situations, and hold a separate, do a separate code package that could move quicker through the process. Or you could pick out, you know, a couple of items that, you know, if it was forestry, could hold a hearing and bring it here quicker.
So if we identified some priority items on the list, forestry could have a hearing, and we could just bring the code changes to council. We could have a public hearing, and we could act on them, right?
Right. Well, so there's, yes, you could. And there's the way the Title 11 is set up, if there are two different commissions that recommend to the council. So if it deals with development situations, the Planning and Sustainability Commission would have to hold a hearing, as well as the Urban Forestry Commission would have to hold a hearing. Mm-hmm. But
so I just want to put a marker down for my colleagues. My sense is there are a number of common sense fixes that there's a consensus we want to move on. I'm not trying to suggest we short circuit any kind of public process where people have a chance to weigh in. It seems to me there's probably a month there that is required to have duly noticed hearings before the two bodies. But I think we should focus on the things where there's a sense of urgency and see if we can bring that package to council this fall. And I would like to work with my colleagues to make that happen. I think waiting till February and then having further process and amendments is too long.
Other questions or comments?
I agree with that. I mean, I think that, for example, the quarter inch, having to get a permit when you prune a branch more than a quarter inch, I think that's just kind of an invitation for people to violate the rules, and I'd like to come up with some change to that. That I don't think should require a 7-month process. I appreciate Commissioner Fritz meeting with Director Tree to talk about some of the issues that PBOT has with trees. One issue being that, for just as an example, when PBOT maintenance crews are working in the streets with large equipment that hits low-hanging tree branches, forestry currently requires PBOT to have a permit to trim the branches in those situations. The permit must be requested 60 days in advance, which is rather cumbersome when this is. Well, that's what I've been told.
And that, if I may, Commissioner
yes.
Novick, and that may have been the case in the past, but we have issued Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Department a programmatic permit whereby they can proceed with what tree work they need to do in order to maintain roads.
I thought that was under discussion. I didn't know that you'd already done that.
It's on the books.
Well,
it's on our website. Yeah, successfully negotiated without many issues. So. That's a nice thing in Title 11 that we have that tool available.
Okay.
So if I might suggest that we just finish the presentation, because we have some uninvited testimony, and then I very much welcome the discussion with the council as well as citizen testimony.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's take your invited testimony then.
Please. Well, she's not.
Oh, I'm sorry, you hadn't finished.
So I don't have a whole lot left to say. This is just a table showing some of the different examples of tree code. Issues that have been identified. Some of them can be processed through the RECAP process, which, you know, is a once a year kind of code cleanup type thing. Larger issues like relooking at relooking at some of the bigger policy decisions around tree preservation on private development sites, or when you can remove a tree outside of development from private property, that would require a bigger process with larger stakeholder involvement and outreach and really analyzing the pros and cons of that. Ideally, that such a project as that would be led by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, who led the original citywide tree project, and as the Long Range Planning Bureau is best equipped to manage that type of project. This could be done if it was directed by council and funded in the future. And that's all that we have. And so we would ask that the council accept our report, and then we can answer any questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Meryl Reddish, who is the outgoing chair of the Urban Forestry Commission, had to leave, but she has sent in a letter to the record. And then we have Jim Labby, who's wrote a Street Roots article that I'd like him to come and go over the main points of, because I thought it was an excellent article. You look like you're not prepared to do that, though, Jim.
He is prepared.
Street Roots, as we know, does some extremely good journalism, and Jim's guest op-ed, I thought was one of the finest things. So if you could just, because you point out what the myths of what's true and what's not true.
Sure, yeah, and I submitted copies of it here for all of you. Thanks for the opportunity to come speak today, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Council. Again, my name's Jim Labby. I wanted to come in and comment on this article that really tries to address head-on some of the prevalent myths and I think false choices out there that surround some of these policy issues around trees. And I'll also highlight some of the really reforms that are still needed to kind of address those issues that those, I think, false choices bring up around, false choices between trees and the UGB and affordable housing, between reaching the city's development goals. I want to really emphasize from the start that I think the city council really cannot afford to not continue with refining the code and addressing some of the reforms that have been widely recommended by the Title XI Oversight Committee, the Urban Forestry Commission, and other groups like Audubon and Southeast Uplift, particularly as the city proposes new additional development under the mixed-use zone project and the residential infill project. And I think you'll be getting specific recommendations from the Urban Forestry Commission about those two projects as they come forward to council. We really need to address issues that are integral to these processes, address these tree issues as we address these other zoning decisions, or at least parallel to them. It's really at the time to address tree preservation and planting is precisely when properties are being upzoned, when the city is allowing new development. Trying to go back afterwards, I know from years of working on natural resource planning issues, doesn't really work. It isn't a workable approach. And so the Urban Forestry Commission is going to take some recommendations specifically from this report around adding flexibility for development in residential zones. These are reforms that a lot of developers support to accommodate trees, and both in the residential infill and in the mixed-use zone project. So I think I'm going to focus really here on the three critical areas where I think there's a lot of confusion and where I would urge the council to address going forward. And the first one is really preserving and planting large form trees in the public right of way. This is really, I think, for multiple reasons, very important, urgent, and really a neglected area of reform. And I know the public right of way is a crowded space politically and physically, but I really think I think there's an emerging consensus that this is a vital area because it's where we're lacking canopy. It's where a number of public values are achieved in terms of air and water quality. There's a clear nexus to the environmental justice issues around trees and access to nature in our neighborhoods. It's also it's really key to achieving the vibrant public complete streets vision that we have in the city that's really emerging. Trees, we've heard a lot about complete streets, but I think what we're missing is the natural resource element of that, specifically trees. This is an area we're really going to need, Commissioner Novak, we're really going to need your help on. And the Oversight Committee and the Urban Forestry Commission has urged an integral planning effort around trees in the public right-of-way so we can get larger, preserve and plant larger form trees in the public right-of-way. We're inevitably going to lose trees, more trees to development on private land, and where we're going to make it up is in the public right-of-way.
So, Jim, you said you had 3 points. Can you make the other two fairly quickly?
Yes. The other area is really around the preservation standard, the need for one, really – that one of the myths about Title XI is that the trees are preserved. There's really nothing in Title XI that requires any tree to be preserved, no matter how big and healthy. There's been, I think, we need to look at a site review process, and I think that's, again, a number of people have recommended that. And the other thing is removing the barriers, as I mentioned, to preserving large, healthy trees in those residential development situations. And the last one is about removing the Title 11 exemption for commercial industrial land. And again, that goes back to the mixed-use zone project where we have oversupply of commercial land. It's time to apply the tree code to those areas so it applies more equitably across the entire city. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry if I didn't quite understand the article, but you have it.
That's good. Thank you.
And obviously you believe that the time is now for doing this, and I share your sense of urgency. So that's what I want to get some, maybe if there's any more public input, but then have some council discussion about how do we move forward and how do we do that expeditiously.
We have people around this issue. There's a lot of knowledge built. We'd hate to waste it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Okay, do you have some others?
No.
And anyone else wants to speak on this item? Yep. Okay. Let's make some room, folks, and allow others to testify. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Alrighty. Good afternoon, City Council. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I just do want to encourage you to move as expeditiously as possible. There are processes to adjust any mistakes or I think it's really an issue that's important enough to the majority of citizens of the city that we would be happy to see the city attorney get drug into court if somebody actually finds the tree regulations so onerous that they have to litigate. So expedite the process. Remember that the most notorious situation we had recently was in East Moreland where people have consumed a lot of city police resources and people's time, media attention, trying to make sure that we move in this direction of keeping one of the things that's really essential. Condos have sold on division. People are moving to areas that have had what I would call excessive tree murder, tree destruction. At 7707 Southeast Alder, we lost some beautiful trees. I think people don't really understand that if people like Vic Remmers get to put in condos doubling over an alley in a block that take out the trees, eventually, some of the desirability of the city is going to go, and we risk, citizen dissatisfaction and possible real estate bubbles. So there's nobody here saying move slowly, so expedite as best you can, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Other questions, comments?
I just want to frame the discussion here. I appreciate Commissioner Fish, who also suggested kind of an expedited process to me earlier this week. When I spoke with staff, and maybe I'll have Pooja Bhatt, my parks advisor, come up, we said in March that we thought we should have a package that could move forward. And the challenge is each one of us has a bureau, or many bureaus, that have a stake in the tree issue. Commissioner Fish has the utilities. Commissioner Saltzman has not only development services, but also housing. The mayor has the Bureau of Planning. Commissioner Nobik has the transportation, and I have parks. So the challenge has been that we haven't been able to agree on a set of to be taken care of. I think the quarter inch is perhaps the exception to that, but it would seem a lot of staff work to have just that go through. And that Title 11 does require that it goes through the Urban Forestry Commission and the Planning and Sustainability Commission. So the challenge is that we did Title 11 back in 2011 to make sure that we integrated all of the different codes in many different places. And so if we make any more significant changes to Title 11, we have to make sure that they don't impact issues in Title 33. So am I summarizing it appropriately, Pooja?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Yes, I believe so. My name for the record is Pooja Bhatt. As you and others have noted, there are a number of opportunities in Title 11 to address things that may make more sense with additional community input. I've spoken with staff in other council offices and in parks and in BDS about what an amendment project might look like, both in terms of what amendments to tackle and the timeline for doing an amendment project. The reality is, as Commissioner Fritz noted, is that we haven't been able to find consensus other than the quarter-inch pruning requirement. We thought we could look at a small number of amendments
and move forward with the impacted bureaus leading the charge. But the, for example, the Bureau of Development Services and Parks are the two primary implementing bureaus. And each have their own role to play, each has their own mission, and they bring their own perspectives to tree code. And so my understanding is that the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability has been looked to as the neutral arbiter of what an amendment project could look like and to do the facilitation for an amendment project. And my understanding is that the capacity and some of the lead bureaus is very limited at this time.
Well, let me just, speaking for the utilities, what we'd like to suggest is that we get all the bureaus that have a dog in this fight, and you've identified them, Planning, Bureau of Development Services, Transportation, Parks, the Water Bureau, Bureau of Environmental Services. We schedule a meeting in the next 2 weeks. I think you're doing, my understanding is you're doing wonderful diplomacy, and Secretary Clinton will probably be knocking on your door in a few
She's
months.
She's already stolen one of my staff. Don't make any suggestions.
But there's nothing like putting everyone in one room, locking the door, and banging heads. And here's what's going to happen if we don't do that. Currently, there are some pretty significant disagreements within the family. I'm talking about the family of city bureaus on important issues. And we are facing the prospect of having to go through administrative appeals processes to address those disputes rather than fixing the code issue that may be the trigger for those disputes. And that is not a very, to me, great statement about city government, and it's not what I think is a great use of scarce city resources. So in the spirit of what Commissioner Fritz is thinking here, I would suggest that we direct all those bureaus, and I hope we'd have the support of every commissioner, because unless the commissioner says, you know, I'm sending the right person, this doesn't work. We have the first meeting within 2 weeks. We set a goal of putting the issues on the table and finding consensus. If there isn't consensus, we require that those issues go to each of us. So as commissioners in charge, we can weigh in and say, do we agree with staff or not? And then we set a goal. And I'd like to make this in the nature, if we can, Commissioner Fritz, if you open an amendment to this process, because I want it to memorialize our commitment, that we'll have a follow-up report in 1 month about where we are on that and options. And that doesn't bind anybody here. But I, with all due respect, I think there's a sense of urgency. And to the extent even some of these right-of-way issues are causing friction within the family and the possibility of having to do appeals, that's not how we solve our problems as a city. And that's the spirit in which I would urge we go forward.
That sounds terrific. Does anybody object to that process?
Sounds
sensible. So that's very helpful. I appreciate that. Because obviously it is the commissioner in charge who has to direct the right people, as Commissioner Fish said. And I'll talk to you later about whether you might be able to help lead that, because anyway, you don't have either of the two lead bureaus, so we need a neutral person.
Well,
can
I speak to that for a moment?
I'd love you to.
So we're not looking for work at the Bureau of Environmental Services. But we are very proud, and we're proud, and this is shared by the prior commissioners in charge, that since 2008-2009, almost 50,000 trees have been planted directly or indirectly by the Bureau of Environmental Services. So we are not technically the implementer, but we're a huge player in the tree strategy of our city. And so the other point that I'd like to just put on the table is you're doing the Title 11 code revision project, the more formal process.
No, we're doing the recap process.
Excuse me, the recap process. Yeah. And will BES have a seat at the table through that process?
That's run by the Bureau of Planning, and so that's the challenge, is that planning is so strapped. Well, so maybe we can figure out the logistics.
So let me here's the first cousin to that.
Yeah.
Parks and Urban Forestry are doing an update of the Urban Forest Management Plan. That's a big project, has lots of implications. BES would like a seat at the table at that, to be able to partner on that. Is that
acceptable? Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, colleagues. I appreciate the discussion. I'd like to move the report and vote on that so that we can then come back with a new project rather than this report has
been. May I offer a friendly amendment?
Yes.
The friendly amendment is that within 2 weeks of today, All the bureaus that have a stake in the tree code through representatives chosen by commissioners in charge shall meet for the purpose of reviewing all current code changes under consideration with the direction of trying to find consensus on a package that could then be brought, that within a month of today, could be brought back to council for further consideration about how that package may be addressed.
If we might extend the month a bit, because I'm going to be in England, so that would be difficult for me.
2 months?
I think, but, you know, given that there are vacations and such, that certainly they meet for 2 weeks.
No later than August.
No later than the end of August, right.
Council, did we get that right?
Okay, we'll accept that.
Hearing no objection,
amendment.
Thank you.
All right, so Commissioner Fritz moves the adoption of the report, and
second.
I believe Commissioner Fish seconded. Any further discussion? Let's take that vote, please.
Thank you for this discussion. We still have work to do. This is a very ambitious and complex task, but I think sitting down, working together, we can work out the kinks. Aye.
Thank you to both bureaus for this report and for the commission, and we look forward to working with all the affected bureaus and trying to get some common sense fixes that need to be done. Aye.
I appreciate the hard work of all of the bureaus involved in trying to make the tree code work and work better, and I appreciate Commissioner Fish's sense of urgency of resolving issues as quickly as they can be resolved rather than assuming that we have to wait for months and months. Aye.
Well, I'm very grateful to the mayor for assigning me both development services and parks to begin implementing the tree code. It has been very challenging to coordinate not just the two bureaus, but all the others that I mentioned. Thanks, Commissioner Fish, with your usual middle child diplomacy and able to bring us all together to move forward.
That's what that explains it.
And I agree. We need
I've been outed.
We need to. I'm speaking as a fellow middle child, so, you know, there's that. The key bureaus need to work together, and we do recognize that it's going to take some additional funding. As Jen Cairo and Jim Labby mentioned, we do have the funds to pay for it. This is not something we're asking for people to do out of the goodness of their heart. We can, for instance, Mayor, we could pay for a new staff person in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability who are the experts in doing outreach and land and code changes. So I hope that we can have that commitment too. Thanks to Jen Cairo and Jeff Ramsey, Stephanie Beckman, Rebecca Esau, the Bureau of Planning Sustainability's recap team, Jim Labby, Merrill Reddish, Mark Bellow, the Urban Forestry Commission, the Tree Code Oversight Advisory Committee, because I just remind everybody that we started off this as the report to say how are we doing, and obviously we're doing some things well and some things not so well. Finally, thank you to Pooja Bhatt, my amazing senior policy advisor on this, who I'm sure can help do things in my absence, and I'll come back and it'll all be fixed. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay.